Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of talk about the state budget. Of course, we're not quite finished with last year's budget, but I understand that up in Harrisburg, there's a lot of talk about next year's state budget and that the Appropriations Committee is already working on it. What's going on here?
Well, we are operating right now under a partial state budget for the current fiscal year and trying to come to agreement on finalizing that budget. And at the same time, the governor presented his proposal for the next year with large increases in spending and additional taxes on top of what he already proposed for the current fiscal year. And the budget hearings will continue. It's our opportunity to really dive into the details of what he's proposing for the next fiscal year. As we try to reconcile really both years, I think we'll be trying to come up with a final budget that closes out the current fiscal year in addition to the next fiscal year. One thing that I wanted to talk about was the fact that the governor earlier this week sent a letter out to school districts throughout the Commonwealth detailing the process that school districts would have to use to shut down due to lack of funds. And I think that's the wrong approach. Instead of advising school districts of how to shut down, I think the governor should be focused on what he can do to keep school districts open. And the way to keep school districts open is to release funding that he has vetoed that could go out to school districts to keep them open. And I think that's what he should be working on. And as we try to move forward, it's my hope that we can come to some sort of agreement to provide this much needed funding.
Also, last week you held a meeting in your area to talk about EMS concerns that especially affect rural areas. What went on?
This week, we had a meeting of the Rural EMS Task Force that I put together, and it was a very helpful and informative discussion looking at solutions to issues such as limited funding and the declining number of volunteers. These are vital, life-saving services, and we have to do everything we can to assist our EMS services. Part of the discussion is the fact that rural PA is very different, and there are funding issues and there are issues dealing with personnel that maybe some other parts of the state don't have. And I was able to give an update on what's happened since our last meeting, such as legislation that we've passed dealing with providing direct payment to ambulance services. There's another piece of legislation that is awaiting action in the Senate that would provide for reimbursement to ambulance services when they provide treatment but do not necessarily transport to a hospital. In addition, I outlined a bill that I recently introduced to provide funding for the Emergency Medical Services Operating Fund, and the bill that I've introduced would increase surcharges on moving violations and DUI convictions and require that not less than 30% of this funding be used for EMS training in rural Pennsylvania and not less than 10% be used for equipment needs. So this could go a long way toward reducing the cost of training EMS personnel in rural Pennsylvania. The task force will continue to meet, but I think that we have to focus on doing whatever we can to continue to assist our EMS agencies.
Also, you're chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, and I understand you're going to be joining another committee in a joint hearing to look at new regulations covering runoff, especially in the Chesapeake Bay drainage area. What's going on here?
Well, next week, the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, along with the House Environmental Resources and Energy Committee, will hold a joint informational meeting to discuss the Wolf administration's strategy to reduce pollutants entering the Chesapeake Bay. It's one of those issues where the Federal Environmental Protection Agency is putting significant requirements on the state government. Certainly has an impact on farmers. There's a lot of questions. Environmental regulations can be very difficult and very challenging for agricultural operations. So in this hearing, we're looking to dive into the details and really look at what the administration is proposing. And I think that we have to make sure that we protect farmers from crushing regulations. So I'm looking forward to what's presented at this meeting. It'll be held at noon on Monday, February 29th in the state capitol. And barring any technical difficulties, it'll be streamed at my website at repcauser.com.
I also understand you have a meeting with constituents coming up in your area up around Kane. What's going on here?
I'm looking forward to hosting a coffee and conversation meeting in Kane on Thursday, March 3rd at 8 a.m. at the Kane Fire Hall. It's an opportunity to talk with folks about what's going on in the state capitol and also to be able to hear what's on their mind and answer any questions that they might have.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.